A funeral fit for a hero. Thousands gathered downtown Tehran to say their final goodbye to Brigadier General Hossein Hamedani, a senior commander of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps who was killed by terrorist groups in Syria. Senior Iranian officials and military commanders, as well as ordinary people, attended a funeral procession that was held in the Iranian capital, Tehran, on Sunday.
For those who are defending Islam, geographic boundaries don't mean anything. They will continue to fight no matter where they are. The martyrdom of Brigadier General Hossein Hamedani will therefore inspire more young soldiers to continue the war on terror.
Brigadier General Hossein Hamedani was killed by Takfiri Daesh terrorists during an advisory mission on the outskirts of the Syrian city of Aleppo. His body was repatriated to Iran on Friday.
It's because of him and people like him that Iraqis and Syrians are inspired to continue fighting against terrorist groups. These great men are the reason why nations resist oppression.
Leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei and President Hassan Rouhani offered their condolences for the loss of the commander who spent the final years of his life safeguarding the sanctity of the holy shrines in Syria and gave his life in that honorable path.
Nader and Mrs. Sattare.
People like Brigadier General Hamedani are rare. That is why they shine like a star, leading the way for the rest of us to follow. At a time when defending Islam is not limited to our own borders, he taught us that we should always be there to do so.
A big loss causing deep grief, as described by those who attended the funeral procession, the hero will be buried in his hometown, the western city of Hamedan, on Monday.
Brigadier General Hossein Hamedani will be laid to rest, but the war on terror continues, with more soldiers inspired to continue the fight. Gisumish Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.